Jai Guru.
Jagger.
Hey, good.
Somebody put my name up there.
Yeah, I changed it because it came in as owner. So I said, ah, that's Keith.
It occurred to me today, or well, recently, some that the body is sort of like a ripple of presence, or like in presence. Ripple of, and it's like or I guess anything I guess you could say is like a ripple or a reiteration of what is already here in a limited way.
It's just an appearance on presence, an object in the objectless, or like they talk about the screen. You see the different images on a screen. The screen is not flat, presence is not flat, but all of these things are appearing and disappearing on that screen that you are.
And there has to be a screen if anything is going to be there at all.
There has to be a background, yeah. That background is your own self. That's how you know everything's appearing within you. And just like when you lay down at sleep, you know that all these images, all this activity, all these apparent objects are all within the formlessness that you are, the dream consciousness. And it's the same in the quote, waking consciousness. The only difference between waking consciousness and dream consciousness is a concept, I'm dreaming or I'm awake. Neither is true. Just objects are appearing and disappearing and appearing and disappearing. And that's it.
And then even in the states of bliss, it's like there is some, you can't really define what is present, but you know that like am, the I am, is it's not I am as a word, but
Just that sense of existence, the just I. When Nisargadatta Maharaj, when Siddharameshwara Maharaj, when Sri Ramakant Maharaj talks about the I am, that's what they're talking about. The sense of existence, the just I, subtle presence. So when you say remain with I am, it means remain with your selfless self, remain with the subtle sense of presence, remain with that just I, just the feeling of existence without mixing that feeling with existence. With anything else. And then you say pure consciousness. This is, of course, just a concept, a word. There's consciousness is not pure or impure. There's no attributes to this. These objects are appearing and disappearing within the presence that you are. And yes, as you're in a body form or as you're with this body form, the meditation, the whole reason that Maharaj says meditation is crucial is because you're sitting quietly with your own self, discovering what's there. And that's when the I am, the sense of presence, selfless self, sense of existence is first sort of perceived. And you perceive it only in meditation at that time. Then, as you go through your day, now you know it's there. Yes, you know this presence, you know this sense of existence, you know what the I am. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj said he remained with the I am throughout all his activities. What did he mean? No matter what he was doing, he is training himself to seek the sense of presence. And then, sort of, as Maharaj says, the spiritual gift of seeking presence is the spiritual intoxication, which is like, okay, if you're seeking presence in all of your daily activities and all of your things that you're, quote, doing, then the spiritual intoxication comes about because presence basically dissolves everything. And you're in an empty mind where these thoughts are just flowing by, but there's no longer a desire to grab them or to grab or struggle with anything because you really have become selflessly self-intoxicated. Just I, oh, so beautiful. After this, for a time, there comes an understanding that even this presence is perceived. So that's that knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Somebody had to be there to sense this sense of presence, this feeling of existence. The one who did not know became a knower when the sense of existence was there. But whether the sense of existence is there or not, that knower is just maybe they're not knowing anything because there's nothing to know. Then the sense of presence, the sense I exist, this creates the dualistic kind of illusory world that we perceive. Because I exist always is followed by I exist as something. Well, you can't just exist like there's no knowledge of your existing formlessly until you investigate yourself. And then you understand this subtle sense of presence is the feeling I exist, is the I am, is the selfless self. And that is nothing to do with this world. Like the, it cuts you out of the world right away because, okay, just this sense of existence, just this sense, this subtle, subtle I am. And then there's nothing. And yet you're the one who knows the sense of existence. So then this concept of birth and death is just blown out of the water because you know that whether the sense of existence is or not, the one to whom the sense of existence appeared is, cannot not be. The knock, knock on the door, who's there? Nobody's there. Well, somebody has to be there to say nobody's there.
Now you talk about the mantra running in the background. Is that could it be considered mantra without words?
Mantra is
Lyrics?
after conviction, this disappears as well.
The
As
words of the
Sri
mantra.
Ramakant Maharaj says, even mantra, prior to beingness, did you know anything about mantra? No. Mantra is while in the body form, you have this concept of being on a spiritual journey, wanting to know yourself in a real sense. Master gives you mantra so that slowly and silently and permanently you can erase the illusory layers so that the sense of existence, the sense of presence, this I am, this selfless self can be discovered. Because it's not being blocked. It's the fire, and all the ash is being cleared away by mantra. But once you know yourself, then mantra is not needed.
Is that
Because
what you
now you
mean
just
when
remain with
it's
your
running in the
selfless self.
background?
I'm sorry.
When you say it's running in the background, is that what you mean?
The
Sort of.
natural breathing, if you sit and listen to this body, you'll know it's like a flute, and there's a constant in and out of the breath, and the breath is the mantra. The livingness of life, so to speak. But you don't have to worry about that now because you're not a body. So it doesn't matter.
So will this awareness come in handy when the world starts falling apart?
The world is not falling apart. In
Mm-hmm.
your dream tonight, you could dream that it's like Walking Dead universe, zombies going around, and you're the last human on Earth. All your friends have been bitten by the zombie virus. Everybody's dead and walking zombies, and you're the last one left. And then you wake up and you're like, oh. But you learned a lot of good survival in the zombie apocalypse that was absolutely not needed, except at the time you believed yourself to be someone in a world that was experiencing the zombie apocalypse.
But like when global warming really starts kicking in and everything starts, people are
Body's going to experience five elemental body. Right now, my body's sweating. I was outside walking around. The body is doing what it does. It's a five elemental body. It's experiencing disturbance in the five elements because it's really hot. On top of that, you have the air that's not so lovely, and that's for the body, but it has nothing to do with you. And you can easily, at any time, when the body is very overheated, you can remain with your selfless self, and there's a subtle knowing that there's no connection to this body whatsoever. You are not affected. And you can do the same when
Would you say
something
it's
is pain. You can just, okay, it's pain. Of course, the body is sending you signals, I am uncomfortable. And those signals are being interpreted as, I am uncomfortable. But this I that's getting the signal that's uncomfortable is not confined to this body.
Would you say it takes the edge off the pain because it's not personal anymore, kind of?
I mean, it's going to hurt. Like if I smash your hand with a
Still
hammer,
gonna
no matter how into your
hurt.
selfless self you are,
Right.
you're gonna scream in agony. It's pain.
Yeah.
Because, as Maharaj says, as long as we're holding these five elemental bodies, disturbances will occur. We see this manifest throughout nature all the time. Nature of five elements, and there's a disturbance in the five elements. You have flooding, you have fire, you have all these sort of things. These are disturbances in the five elements.
Would you say
You know,
you're
Canada right now is experiencing the disturbance of the element of fire, too much fire element going in with the earth element and all these other sort of things. So there's a disturbance. It's not, but yet it has nothing to do with you because all of this is within your own self. Remember, Keith, if this entire world that we know just blew up, you would not be affected even in the slightest bit. It wouldn't even be a shock of like, oh my gosh, I'm not pretending to be all these people anymore. It's not like that. Nothing is happening, nothing has ever happened, and nothing can ever happen. You are completely formless. This is a long dream of a body form. Just as when you go to sleep at night, the world is created and destroyed in the morning. You say destroyed, it disappears. But technically speaking, to the people that are in the dream, like, are they like, oh no, it's almost time to wake up. Our whole world is gone. No, it's just, okay, spontaneous action in the moment. And then the next night, a whole new world is created. Because the consciousness, the present, whatever you want to say, it manifests. These things appear and disappear within it. But you're none of these things. Because this is the appearance of the layer on presence. These are layers appearing and disappearing on presence. And you're the knower of presence. So whether presence is there or not, you are. So whatever appears on presence, you're very much removed from it.
John,
Yes.
if a realized person is in a plane, and just a hypothetical question, so the plane is going to crash now, that particular being will not be afraid, am I right? I mean, when some
This is, I don't know. I mean, your world in scenes appearing and disappearing,
yes.
so there's not gonna. But at the same time, it's going to be a dramatic situation. People are going to be like, oh
Yes,
no,
yes.
the plane is crashing. But there will be an internal knowingness when you know yourself in a real sense
So
that
you won't
nothing's
be panicked.
happening. But there
Okay.
won't be any words that are going to say, oh, it's okay, nothing's
Oh, no,
happening, or anything
yes.
like this. There's just a knower, a knowingness that it's okay, like waking up. Okay, this dream, this form-based existence that has been being experienced just is out. But yet the one who was there prior to beingness and the one who is there after is your own self. That's why Maharaj says there should be no concept of dying. Like
Correct.
even somebody gives you a bad doctor's report, you just, you remain with yourself with self. If you're starting to take the touch of the body because of very serious things, you remain with mantra. Just sit there, okay, just slowly, silently, permanently, just remain, just die, just die, just die. This experience I had with the pacemaker thing, going through the hospital and all that sort of stuff. I remained with myself as self, and I didn't experience this troubles. Or going to the hospital when I was dehydrated and having the food poisoning in Nashik. It was okay, we have to go to the hospital, but I didn't experience going to the hospital. Riding in the cab late at night in the rain, right after everyone in the ashram was saying, like, oh, you never want to ride in a cab here at the nighttime and all this. So now I'm riding in a cab in the night in the rain. But again, you just remain with yourself, with self. Even the food poisoning itself, that was, I mean, I know it sounds silly to say it was a blessing, but to be able to go through all the physical trauma of the body, throwing up and all this sort of stuff, but remain with your selfless self. Mantra. Mantra through the experience where no experience and no experiencer has been created. Come to the other side and realize, oh, and that's why the video is there. Bhajans, after the food poisoning is gone, back to bhajan. Okay. This is because you're not grabbing on and saying, uh-oh, something's wrong, something's happening, I'm going to lose this or I'm going to lose that. You just remain with yourself with self. And thoughts may be coming, oh, this is terrible or whatever, but you're not identified with this thought train because you've given the mind the toys. Maharaj tells the story about mother needs to make the food. She gives the children the toys so she can make the food. They're distracted with the toys while she's making the food. This example, similarly, is mantra. A mind is distracted in mantra, and therefore you can just remain with yourself with self. And the you that you are starts to see that there was no need for an experiencer to be created to have an experience simply because of habit. Long time with this body, you're creating experience as an experiencer because this is the habit. All of these illusory concepts have been impressed in the body. So you're going throughout the world and the life as if you're a body. And it's just not true. When you know yourself in a real sense, then you don't need to cling to this.
I'm reminded of an experience past, even if none of you have had it, I could tell you what it's like. I've been in a couple auto accidents, and one particular stands out where me and my buddy, we went off the road, and we're spinning in this like a Volkswagen, I think. This is way back in the early 70s, and I can remember it pretty clear what the feeling was like. But you're spinning around in the car, you don't know where what's next. You just go into like this blank state of was just kind of interesting.
I mean, that could be like just the body's
So like a dream, but
reaction, the mind's reaction to a system, something that's so happening so quickly and so traumatically that you're going through the experience. Again, you don't know that you were in the accident until after everything has stopped spinning.
Now, there's no fear there. It's just like a dream world kind of a blankness or something.
Because how can you think about all of this? You cannot. At the other end of it, you say, just like any deed that you do, that you've created the concept of a doer, you create it after the fact. Like, I'm doing such and such, or I'm doing this, or I did this.
So we're
it's taking credit for a spontaneous action after the fact.
Living in reverse.
Because when you remain with yourself as self, you can go make a sandwich, go do all these things, take a shower, go to work, come home. And it's not like I made a sandwich, I took a shower, I did this. It's just a natural flow. And this is the reality. It's your identification with the mind as a flow of thoughts that I'm doing these things and more things need to be done. And did we do all of the things that needed to be done to do them? You know what I'm saying? This is all mind. And giving credit to the mind, giving power to the mind, is only because you don't know yourself in a real sense. As Maharaj states all the time, you're providing the power to the mind, which is very interesting because it's like you're the king and you're giving all this power to the mind that he's the king, but you're the king. And then you're bowing to this. Oh, yes, yes. May I please do this? May I please do this? And Master comes, taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, you're the king. Okay? You don't take direction from this guy over here. You don't. The mind has no power. Mind doesn't exist. Flow of thoughts identified with as I am thinking, which creates a thinker of thoughts. Because this is the most beautiful eraser of this whole conceptual thing of thinking and thinker. If you're formless and you know yourself in a real sense and you've identified yourself even as the sense of presence, then you no longer are having the concept that mind is in here. So where would this mind be? Where would these flow of thoughts be? This then you would say, oh, that's what we used to call world. That's the flow of thoughts because there is no more like little man in my head. I don't believe this because I don't believe I'm in the body anymore. And then when you had know yourself in a real sense, the sense of presence on which all these things appear, all of those things that appear on presence are discarded because you absolutely know presence is just the first layer. The I exist is what creates all the other layers because all the other layers, these are the sticky concepts sticking to the concept I exist. But when you know yourself in a real sense, then the I exist is no more because that's your first concept, which created the dualistic existence, the appearance of duality, me and you, this and that, hot and cold, all these sort of things. And it's not true.
Thank you, John.
Yes, Jay.
Sometimes it's said there's a choice involved, but the only way I can interpret that is that there is a choice to not get involved in the mind rather than a choice to do something. It's more of a choice to not do.
That's where Siddhar Meshram Maharaj talks about the power of discrimination between the real and the unreal. Why are you getting involved in illusion when you know yourself in the real sense as the projector And not any of the projections.
But as far as being a projector, it's not some it's a spontaneous projection, right? It's not like
Yeah,
something
it's
I
nothing
do.
you're doing. It's
It's not
not like,
cause and effect, too.
no, you remain with yourself and self. When you're not pretending to be Keith, everything is quite all right. All your issues, all your problems, all these things are body-based. And then you give the label of Keith's problems because Keith is identified as the body, and these problems are Keith's problems. You're kind of taking them on to yourself. But
Yeah,
yes,
but
these are
it's like
Keith's problems.
you're making a false choice, actually, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're identifying as something that can that concepts can stick to. That's why mantra slowly, silently, permanently erases these illusory layers. Once the illusory layers are gone, then nothing can stick to you. What can stick to the space or sky? But this body, you can take sticky note and say job. You can say, you know, relationships. You can say death. You can say birth. You can say all these things you can stick to the body. And if you're identified with the body, with the label of Keith or John, then you're holding these concepts, not true, but they're the sticky concepts that are sticking to the body because you have the idea that this body, labeled John, is myself. When this body goes, what happens to John? Does and that's the ashram sky goes to heaven or the ashram sky goes to hell? What happens to John after he leaves the body? But there's no John. John is the label for the body. When the body dissolves back into the five elements, that which was providing the power, the energy of John, or to be John, so to speak, is there. Just the individualized concept of there being a John is no more. Other than the you and all these other forms who may be sitting there and saying, well, we're attending John's funeral on Saturday. It's very sad. Let's all have some sad times and speak some sad things about this. Poor John. Just as you can look at that exact same explanation within a dream. A dream body inside the dream dies, everybody goes, there's nice words, very sadness, and all this sort of stuff with the funeral. But all of those are you. The one who supposedly passed, all the little mourners, everything, the whole everything is you. It's appearing within your own self. The one who's projecting the dream of this person who's died and all the mourners who are sad is not sad, did not die, was not taking birth. None of these things. And only you know this, you wake up, oh, that was a dream. The same here, when you know yourself in a real sense, whether your friends, your family, whomever, all these are your own selfless self. Appearances.
Would you say it's a process of getting used to that being true?
You have to have courage, as Maharaj says, you know, to know yourself in a real sense and not fall back into the illusory ditch. Or to sit there and say, oh, it's wrong of me not to, you know, think that this is something, you know, this is something that I definitely should be upset about. Or something like this. No, you remain with yourself as self, spontaneous action in the moment, scenes appearing and disappearing, and that's it. Timeless existence, thoughtless existence, while you're holding the body, the formless holder of the body, invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity that you are. No birth, no death. No witness, no witnesser. Maharaj says, accept your selfless self. There is no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. Accept your selfless self. All of these labels came along with the body, and you are not body. We're not body. You're not going to remain the body.